Community is helping us heal. Alabama Girls Lemonade Stand raises money for Mom's Tombstone. By Olivia Rondo on April 7, 2024. A 7-year-old Alabama girl has an entire community rallying around her after they caught wind of the lemonade stand she started to raise money for an important cause. Emery Johnson returned to her grandmother's Scottsboro home from school one day and began gathering the necessary materials. Lemons, a table, paper for a sign, and a jug that her late mother had given her. Carly Bordner passed away suddenly in early March, leaving Emery without her beloved mom. In addition to Carly's unexpected death, the family also had to deal with financial hardship and could not afford to purchase a tombstone for her grave, Al.com reported. The stand went from being supported by neighbors to being patronized by groups and businesses from all over the area after word of mouth and social media posts spread Emory's inspiring story. Debbie Light, the owner of Scottsboro restaurant Gear Jammers, posted a picture of Emory and her lemonade stand that quickly gained attention. "Anybody wanna go with me tomorrow and surprise this little girl? Even if you don't want the lemonade, we can go and show our support for all her efforts," Light wrote on her business's Facebook page. She starts selling lemonade every day after school. She is raising money for her mother's tombstone. It's $1 a cup. With the post getting shared more than 1,500 times, hundreds of people came out to buy lemonade and bring donations, Light said. Some brought more lemonade, sugar, lemons and cups in case Emory ran out, the local outlet reported. In fact, the local Piggly Wiggly ran out of lemons Thursday. The lemonade stand patrons have included police officers, motorcycle groups, judges, first responders, and other local businesses. Generous Good Samaritans have even brought food and clothes for Emory as her family recovers from their sudden loss. According to an update on Light's post, several monument companies have reached out in order to donate a tombstone for Carly. Jennifer Bordner, Emory's grandmother, thanked the community for their outpouring of support. "Just simple words have helped her so much," she told Al.com. "I've never seen or experienced anything like this. Just the love that Emory has felt from this," she keeps saying. "Everyone loved my mommy. The community is helping us heal," Bordner added.